Singapore, a young, vibrant, and cosmopolitan country, celebrated her 42 years of independence on 9 August 2007 with a national theme, City of Possibilities. Located at one of the crossroads of the world, Singapore's strategic position has helped her grow into a major entrepot and financial center for trade, communications, and tourism. Today, Singapore proudly owns the world's busiest port, best airport, and best airline. Singapore is also well known around the world as a garden city. Though there are many glittering skyscrapers, there are a lot of green trees and beautiful plants along the roadsides and around the island. This is attributed to the continuous effort of the Singapore government in planting trees and plants. Singapore's uniqueness stems from her harmonious blend of race and culture. The immigrants of the past have given her a mixture of Malay, Chinese, Indian, and European. Each racial group has its own distinctive culture, and there are colorful festivals of special significance all year round. Although the festivals are special to certain races, it is nonetheless enjoyed by all. With open attitude towards spirituality, sincere truth seekers in Singapore thus invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her knowledge and wisdom in several occasions. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled Surrendering to God's Will is Freedom, delivered on March 9, 1993 in Singapore.
You see, if every human being became enlightened, then it's all right for each of us just to stay home and do cooking and washing and enjoying life. Actually, I enjoy my housewife life very much because my husband was very loving and we love each other and there was no problem. And I know how to please him, yes, and to be a good wife, yes. I learned some good tips from all the good wives, how to be a, to please your husband. Therefore, sometimes, for example, I do not put makeup on in the daytime, just put on at night when he comes home. Just for example. And I wear just ordinary clothes in the daytime, but when he comes home, I wear nice, glamorous clothes. Therefore, if you know how to be a good wife, you can enjoy your life. You don't need to be a master. Don't aspire to be a master. It's a very tough job, even though I don't look very tough. But it's truly sometimes a lot of pressure, yes, and misunderstanding from people. Because it doesn't matter how good you do, according to God's will, many people do not understand God's will, do not know that's God's will. That's why we are clumsy in life, and even though we have the best intention, we always do make mistakes. Because God told us to do this, and then from prejudice, we think we should do the other way. And even if we are forced to do that in the beginning, we struggle inside. And therefore we are not concentrated enough to carry on that task which God has wanted us to do in the beginning, or we delay it and upset the plan. But God will force us to go around and do it sooner or later anyhow. It's just a delay. Delay or spoil it somewhat because we are not concentrate enough, we are not willing enough to carry on that plan, which according to our preconceived opinion, that is no good. Because our society say this is no good. Because our grandmother or parents say this is not very good. or because our teacher in the school says so, or because we have learned from books that it is not good. Therefore, we do things without happiness, because we don't know the will of the providence of the Almighty. Only after enlightenment we will know more and more each day how to accept the things that is assigned to us while we are here. And by the way, access to heaven at the same time. We don't need to forsake our family. We do not need to go to the Himalaya. I did, but you don't need to, you're wiser. Therefore, I have to come here to serve you at your doorstep. And I had to go on searching a very long way. You are better, more fortunate, more virtuous, more merit. Therefore, God spoils you. God bring me all the way here just to serve you. Nothing to thank me and no need to worship me at all. I'm a humble servant. Let God make me to serve you. But in this world, if somebody teaches you something, you call him a teacher or a master. That's the only reason. In my heart, I'm only happy if I can serve the whole mankind and make them elevated, make them know their own greatness. And if even I, one person, go to hell, I'll be smilingly, stay there forever. So we don't have to go to the Himalaya or forsake our family. Or we don't need to even forsake our makeups or our beautiful clothes. You have to wear nice, good things in order to face the world, to beautify the environment of our earth. Just like you plant colorful flowers in your house, or put some flower arrangements for guests to come. So be a good guest on earth and treat others as good guests. Just do everything as God has given to you to do and that you're happy to do, but get enlightenment. Then you do it in a better way, and you accept all things without criticism, without protest, without any obstacles and struggling in your heart. We are liberated, even in this life already. We have heaven already in this life, because we will be free from every preconceived ideas. We'll be free from every responsibility. We do things, but without doing. We loving, but without being proud that we possess love. We give charity, but we never claim for credit, because we know everything comes from God, and we only distribute as an agent. So I thank you for your loving attention.
Dear Master, why must we be initiated to get enlightenment?
Because you don't know how to get enlightenment yourself. Otherwise, you're welcome without initiation.
Dear Master, should an unfaithful husband be greeted with love, tolerance, and more understanding?
Sure. He was lacked of love, that's why he was unfaithful. So forgive him and improve your appearance. Love him more and sincerely, and see into the family affair whether anything needs improving apart from your own appearance. I told you already, makeup in the evening only. And wear beautiful clothes only for him. Because even if the whole world loves you, and you only care for your husband, and he's the only one who doesn't love you, then you are in trouble. In misery, right? Yes. So take care of him more, love him more, give the best and everything for him. And see whether your cooking is still lousy as last year, then improve it. Whether your clothes is too lousy, then improve it. And take care that the children is nicely bath and I would say smell nice, and you yourself also. Buy a little bit new perfume, yeah? New makeup, new clothes, yeah? And take care of the house.
Dear Master, as a practitioner, can I enjoy dancing and listening to loud music?
Yes, you can. But you must meditate. Apart from that, if you do 2.5 hour meditation and then other things you do, I do not forbid. But after some times of meditation, you don't feel like listening to this anymore because you have inside music, which is more enchanting, more cleansing, more refreshing, and more, I would say, energizing. That I tell you. Before, I also liked music very much. Since young, I was chanting all the time and love all this music. And in my place, wherever I go, I don't have radio, television, no music or nothing. Not that I hate them, it's just I don't feel needing them. Not that I leave them, they just leave me. Understand? So do whatever you like until you're completely satisfied, but meditate. Yeah? And keep the precepts, so you progress faster.
Dear Master, I always meditate on silence and emptiness to contact my inner self. I was bothered by a spirit one day. Once I witnessed the spirit meddling with the mat I was sitting on. I no longer dare to meditate alone. How can I protect myself?
The spirit sat on the mat that he meditated?
Yes.
Oh, then let him sit there. You find another mat. What's the problem? Is the mat so expensive that you couldn't donate it to the spirit? Maybe because he see you meditating so nicely, so he wants to learn also. You should teach him. Become his master. Well, this is a problem when you meditate with yourself alone without a master, or with sometimes not very highly compatible master. Yeah? So try to find another way to do it, or try the Guan Yin method. Okay? And then we and the spirits and whatever are all in harmony. There will be no fear. There will be no fear between any beings. Yeah? If they ever come, it will be loving and just harmony.
Master, how can I remember my past life so that I can retrieve the knowledge I had learned then?
No. It's enough to learn the present. Yeah? Because in present life, we don't even learn enough yet. The past life is gone, and God has drawn a curtain between the past and present. It's for our own benefit. Therefore, it's not always necessary to trace the past. Because if we know too much things about the past without having enough power to handle it or to improve it in concerning with the present, then we'll be in trouble. That's why people sometimes come into possess a kind of state of mind or knowing too much of the past, they will be miserable to live in the present. Suppose you know that in the past life you were the sultan of of such and such country, and now you are driving a taxi. Would you like it? Huh? Or suppose you know that last life, you and your wife were, having some, kind of bloodshed with each other. And now every time you see her, would you be afraid? And that she killed you last life? And can you ever be loving again to her? Yeah? It would affect very much your family harmony and your personal relationship, as well as your own happiness. Is that not so? So therefore, we don't need to know the past. We take care of the present, and the future will come beautifully. Meditate on your inner self, or choose whatever method you like. But I would only recommend Guan Yin method, because I know, after all the studies, that is the best. At the highest, the quickest, the safest. So we offer that to you, in case you want to gain more knowledge in the present and for the future. And the past, take care of itself. The past is gone. The past, we can just forget it.
Dear Master, my husband is a non-vegetarian. Can I get myself initiated, or should I divorce him?
No! Why? Each one has his own opinion about how to live his life. I only suggest the vegetarian diet and a saintly way of living. But should you don't want to take it, or your husband or wife don't want it, don't force them. You can reason with them in course of time, or just show them that it's like this, and they choose. If they don't choose vegetarian diet, it's all right. You can cook for him lovingly, and then hope God will bless him one day that he can go the same path with you. It would be better for you both, that is all. But we don't force or we don't divorce a husband or wife just because he's different from us. It's okay to be different.
Dear Master, can you please describe what heaven is like?
There's so many descriptions about heaven already in the Bible, in the Hindu scripture, in the Buddhist sutras, in the Quran, and in all kind of scriptures. Please refer to them. They have better, how is their literature talent than I have. I can only experience, but about describing it's completely helpless. I'm helpless. It's so beautiful, I cannot talk. I'm afraid to degrade it by talking. Just like a beautiful woman, and you saw it and you were speechless. And then when your friend asked you, what she looked like? What did she look like? You say, oh, her nose was very straight. Her eyes was big. And lips very red. And that's it. And then when the friend go outside and looking for another girl, she say, oh, the nose straight, the lips red, and the eyes big. Is that enough to convey the beauty of that woman? No, you understand? Because the imagination of that friend is different than the reality. And then he might misunderstand the beauty of that lady. That's difficult. Also, can you describe the love between man and woman? Or mother and son? No, it's very difficult. So I better keep quiet. But I invite you to see it for yourself and make effort to learn to know heaven by your own will and your own sincerity. Everyone can do it. No need to ask me. Second-hand stuff is no good. You are first-class citizen. You have to know everything first-hand.
Dear Master, can you please tell us how to cultivate unconditional love towards our family?
There are two levels of unconditional love. In the mundane way, we should serve our family in whatever way is beneficial to them, not to us. Yes. We should not demand, but always give and sacrifice. And if each member of the family do the same thing, then of course there is harmony and love in the family. Because most of us, we serve with motive. If we love somebody, we expect the love in return. Or we want to love the way we want, not the way they want. For example, the mother-in-law wants banana, and you would just force her with apples. Even the best apple from Japan, and the biggest and the most expensive, but she doesn't like it. So just buy banana. It's so simple, understand? Don't have to always force your way with the family members. Whatever they want, give it. Therefore, just as I said to you before, the husband doesn't want to eat vegetarian, then cook meat for him. I would not, for my sake and my belief, forbid him to eat meat or force him to eat vegetarian just because I think it's good for him. I think it's good for him, but if he doesn't like it, then he's okay to choose his own way. Similarly, this is how we treat other people, unconditionally. No motive. Let God deal with them and teach them in their time to come around to do whatever God thinks is proper for him. Maybe he wasn't ready for that thing. Maybe his stomach cannot digest apple, for example. Therefore, very simple thing to take care of family. Whatever they want, do it for them, as long as it doesn't harm other persons. Understand? Or doing some criminal action. Then you should obey and serve them with all love and devotion, just like you would serve God. Then that is unconditional love. Now, another higher level is that after you became enlightened and your love inside will grow in such an incredible speed and also unlimited that you even serve your family member without knowing you love them even. You just automatically do things right. That is if you already put down your ego and completely surrender to God.
Dear Master, I'm so afraid of losing you as my master. It is indeed a rare opportunity to be initiated by you. I'm not a vegetarian, but yet I want initiation. Even after initiation, I may not be a full vegetarian. Can I still be initiated by you today?
You know the answer. I am also very touched by your honesty and sincerity. But we have another way for you. You can practice the convenient method and you can try vegetarian food whenever it's convenient for you, 10 days a month or 20 days or 15 days, whenever convenient, yes? Until you're completely satisfied with the idea that God comes first. God comes before everything else in life, before every reason, before every logic, before any price at all. Then you get initiation. All right. Otherwise, it's not fair for everyone else. Otherwise, I initiate the whole theater, the whole hall. Why you alone? Everyone else, many other people, most of the people would like my teaching and love to follow the initiation process. Just they cannot eat vegetarian. So why you alone? Then I just make it a cheap wholesale. Everybody welcome. Understand? Yes? It's not that I care whether you eat meat or vegetarian, but you must know what you want and pay for it. All right?
Master, why is seeing lights and hearing sounds so important in meditation?
Because that is our own real self. Light and sound is a manifestation of our wisdom inside, which is invisible to the eyes and the ears. Hearing the sounds doesn't mean you hear it with the ears. Seeing the light doesn't mean you see with the eyes. It's just the inside awareness of your own self, of your own glorious nature, that we are light. We are beautiful melody. We are not the body. And the more you hear of this invisible inaudible sound, the more you see this invisible light or heavens, the wiser you become, the more loving you become, the more satisfaction you gain, and then the more efficient you will be to serve the world. Not because the light and sound is important, it is because it is ourselves. It's just like the food, whether it's good taste or not, it's not we eat it because of taste only, it is because it will give nourishment. And it will manifest it later as strength and energy so that we can work for the family, we can think, we can read books, we can do other things. That is the importance of food. Similarly, the importance of light and sound is that it makes us wiser, more loving, more capable in all aspects.
Dear Master, you say that the supreme wisdom is within us. When we are dead, where will the wisdom be?
We never die, just the body decay. We change the clothes, the fleshy clothes. Just like yesterday I wear white, today I wear red. Similarly, we change this bodily clothes to another kind of clothing, maybe more beautiful, maybe less beautiful, according to our choice in life. And we choose it by being enlightened. And we know which choice is better, which clothes are better for the next activity. Yeah? If we choose beautiful clothes, we go to heaven. And if we choose ugly clothes, we will go to a little bit lower level than human being. If we choose human clothes, we come back again. Okay? But only the enlightened person can choose. Free of karma, force can choose. Otherwise, most of the people will be forced to be born wherever their karma or their leads from the last birth lead them. They have no control whatsoever about their future and their, about the new clothes that they will buy.
My dearest Master, I was initiated last night since I came in contact with your teaching in Sydney 6 months ago. I realize you are the Master I've been searching for many lives. All I would like to say is thank you and wish you have good health.
谢谢. Thank you.
Dear Master, is it true that relationships and marriages will distract us from immediate enlightenment?
No, it's not true. It's not true. It's not true at all. But it might make us a little bit sidetracked for a while. For a while only. If you are completely enlightened or very strong in your spiritual path, very much enlightened, not completely even, very much enlightened, it doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't matter how attractive the world, you will always remember what you want. But by the way, enlightened people will not become metal or wood. Huh? It's all right to take care of your family, your marriage. Most of the masters were married and having children and raising the family just like you. And I say it's absolutely normal because God doesn't put us here just to be lonely or to endure hardship or to be feelingless or lifeless. It's all right. Whatever happened naturally, you accept it. No struggle, no condemnation, no, rejection. Yeah? Just accept it and do things in a moderate way. We practice the middle path. Yeah? It's all right if you don't want to get married or you don't want to take responsibility of family, family life. But if you want to get married, if you love somebody, it's all right. It's a part of the universal love. Any love is a part of universal love. Yeah? Just accept it as God's gift to you should you find a good partner. And if God doesn't give to you, even you look through your life, you can't find any, so don't worry about it.
Dear Master, is our soul and our mind the same?
It isn't. It isn't. Soul is likened unto the chauffeur, the driver. Yeah? And mind is likened unto the car, also like a computer and a secretary.
Dear Master, yesterday when I saw you the first time walking down to the stage, I started to cry, and my heart is calling Master, Master, Master. How much I wanted to hold you. I don't know why. Master, is this fate?
Looks like, huh? Maybe we had an affinity. Maybe your soul was longing for liberation. Maybe your soul inside, the wisdom inside you, recognizes at last I found my own self, my own comrade. So you're happy. Yeah? Call me Master, friend, whatever you like. And be happy that you have found something you look for many centuries.
Master, what happens when heaven is overcrowded?
It's not Singapore or Hong Kong. It's heaven, please. When you say heaven, it's expanded, it's limitless. Can never be overcrowded. Hell can be overcrowded, but heaven, rarely.
And dear Master, what and how does a man cope when he is married unhappily and falls in love with another married lady?
You have to see to your own marriage whether it is absolutely not rescuable, I mean not improvable, or whether you seek love in another relationship just as an excuse for your own pleasure. because it's already bad enough you have one marriage, troublesome enough. So it is better that we take care of our marriage relationship. I know it's difficult. Everything is difficult in this world, but it doesn't mean impossible. Talk to your wife about where the problem lies. But don't talk to her about your affair, please. If you talk about that, maybe no more solution. It's all right if you think that is a mistake. You may try to cut it down or to forsake it. But talk to your wife about how to improve your relationship, where she fails or where you fail, and where you need her attention or improvement, or where she needs you. Talk to each other. Buy new presents for her. Buy beautiful dress for her. Adorn her with beautiful things. Make her a beauty of your life instead of spending time and energy on somebody else's woman, because you don't possess her anyhow. It's better to take care of what you have and wasting time and energy on other people's possession. Is that not right? It doesn't matter how much you like the neighbor's car. You don't go and spray go on it. Spray on your car. Is that not so? Take care of your car because you drive the car. You need the car every day. The car is necessary for you. The neighbor's car you can admire it silently, quietly, but don't spray go on it. Don't look after it so much and neglect your car. One day maybe the driver of neighboring drives the car away and suddenly you go without anything and your car is in garage, broke down, uncared for, and now you are in trouble. Understand? So work for your marriage if you think it's worthwhile. And then also by the same time, respect other people's marriage. It hurts to forsake the things you love. But think of other men. If you are in his position, would you feel happy? Would you not prefer your wife to be faithful and devoted to you? So make your wife a good wife and make yourself a good husband. And make the neighbor's wife also become a good wife to her husband. That would be the best solution if you don't find a better one. Okay, thank you. Thank you for trusting me with your personal family problem, but this is also very important. If your heart is not peaceful, doesn't matter how many wives you have, your business and everything is go wrong. Better be satisfied with what you have and take care of it and beautify it. Yeah, beautiful, make it more beautiful, more suitable for your taste. Yeah, just like you cultivate your garden, plant your rose. Yeah, make it more beautiful for yourself.
Dear Master, if I'm honest, how do I deal with people who are not honest? Would I lose out?
Even if you lose out, you must be honest. Honesty doesn't mean stupidity. Yeah, deal with people the way you should, but keep your dignity and keep your own honesty, because you are the one who lives with yourself. Even if you can cheat other people, you yourself know what you are like. So it's best to protect ourselves. To be honest with other people is the best protection for our dignity and our conscience. That's the best way for us. Yeah? I take leave of you now, but I take you with my heart. I stay with you in your heart. Please keep me also in your heart sometimes when you're in trouble. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you these days for your love, and I truly enjoy being in Singapore.
This concludes our presentation of Surrendering to God's Will is Freedom on Words of Wisdom. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. Coming up next, we wish you many blessings throughout the year.